Aloha, mai kakou. Sorry, we're running a little late today. Our chair is coming. Can you hear me okay? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry. For some reason, I can't get my video to work. So, but can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Is that Renette?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, yeah, we hear you. Good. So we're going to go ahead and open. Welcome to our Hawaii Island Burial Council meeting, September 21st. What time is it? It is 9:50. We're going to go ahead and start. Scott, our chairperson, will be here in just a minute. So I'm calling this meeting to order, and we'll open with the pule. Uncle Des will give us a pule.
Aloha kakahi a kakako. Can you hear me? You can, yeah?
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
All right, we'll send our pule to Maui. Maui akama. He puli kako, he pule o palekana no Maui nui akama. E nako, e o mai ki mai ka po mai. E nane ia ka mokupuni o Maui nui akama. Mai luna alalo, mai kahikihi o kahikihi. Mai kahikina a ke kumohana. Mai ka uka a ke te. Mai loko o waho, ia malama ia e pale a ka ina. Ho o pili kia ana. I ka mu. I ko mawi no unu. A mama hua noa. Alele vale ia mawi no.
Mahalo. Good morning, everybody. First on our agenda is, roll call. Let us move around the room and do a roll call. Kalana Blakemore from Volcano representing Puna.
Aloha, Chair Hunahiki representing Hilo.
Uncle Dave, Kau.
La Crivello, large landowner. Kalamai for being late.
How about our shifty staff?
Kaupito Burial Site Specialist.
Christian Omura, Burial Site Specialist.
I'm Nicole Mello. I'm a Hawaii Island archaeologist.
And I'd also like to introduce, we have a new staff member with us. This is Noah Gomes. He's our new ethnographer. Aloha.
Aloha, everybody.
Wow. So first on next on our agenda is approval of the minutes for May 18, 2023. Yeah, wait. Okay. Wait for Scott before
Sorry,
we
Kalena, I don't mean to interrupt you. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I am not able to stay for anything but the decision-making business, so I can be here for minutes and the draft BTP, but I do have to head out. I wanted to make sure to be present so that we had quorum for those two items, and then I do have to go. I
Okay,
just
thanks
wanted
a lot.
to let you know.
Okay. What should
I
we
can
do?
go over the inadvertence. We can
Yeah,
get
okay. We'll just go over the inadvertence right now that are at the end of our agenda until Scott pops in, and then we'll get to business. Okay, if you guys could stay patient, Diane and Renette, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So 5A, inadvertent discovery of unidentified human skeletal remains on August 18, 2023, exposed by erosion on the shoreline in Hokukano. So that one was in the Hokulika area along the shoreline on the cliffs. It was exposed naturally. Maikutusik notified us of the inadvertent and contacted Jimmy Medeiros. Did they decide to send it this way?
That one was preservation fix, but they picked up the
Into the same one. So so that one in consultation with Jimmy, they did preserve in place. And they're gonna construct something.
Where they're still working on that.
Still working on the exact preservation measure details. And then the second inadvertent, 5B, inadvertent discovery of unidentified human skeleton remains on August 22nd, 2023, during monitored excavation activity at Hahel Elementary School. That one was, Hahel Elementary is doing some work, some renovation work to their school. They were excavating an area to build a new building. They hit one set of remains. Right now, the remains are being preserved in place. No final determination has been made at this point. Did they do the? Oh, so they didn't get the data yet.
Okay.
So we had the firm, or Nicole, our archaeologist had the firm do GPR to test the area for GPR ground penetrating radar. To see if additional remains are in the area, because we had some info saying that there might be a cemetery in that location, so we wanted to test around the area. We haven't gotten any more details. I think they're still interpreting the data. But right now, again, the remains are being preserved in place. Work has been halted in the immediate vicinity until we can find more info on that and come to a final determination. It was one single person identified. Were there any questions on either of those inadvertents? And also for the inadvertent in Hahel, we also consulted with Traven, our Hilo burial council member, and and Uncle Scott for the Okukano inadvertent. Did you want to add anything? Did anybody have any questions on the inadvertents? Okay, maybe you want
to. So the higher school, I was part of the school when we first started. We did our BAA program, and some of the residents around that area said that, you know, the whole Filipino camp yet. So they have burials where?
Yeah, we saw documentation saying there was a cemetery in the area.
Yeah, so
we're trying to
have a church.
Yeah, we wanted to know if the remains that were found were part of the cemetery, or if they were just independent. But it was it was pretty far down. It was like a standard 6 feet burial. So it might be post contact, and it's soft soil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they were able to do the GPR.
Yep.
So ancestrally, when it's really deep, they usually put the living together. So mm-hmm. they'll exhume, then put, you know, like if dad is down there, they'll put the son to mm-hmm. the family. Usually, this is what they did ancestrally.
Mm-hmm.
Still practicing in Polynesia.
And Nicole has been instrumental in making sure these, in this case, the developer is DOE, but they do certain processes. So this one, they weren't getting to use someone.
They were about to call off the monitor like a week or two before, and we were like, no, not a good idea. So,
You know, it'd be funny you mentioned something. So. It shows how Akamaya, knowing that they're going to like zoom in. So, yeah. I don't know, I'm just thinking back.
Scott here, we have Claire in the meeting. Scott's not here yet.
Do we have a quorum for this meeting?
We will once Scott.
Not until Scott's here.
Yeah.
We just went over the inadvertence right now.
Yeah,
we're done though.
When we spoke to him, he said he was like 10 minutes.
But yeah.
He wasn't anything.
Yeah, I just thought
we can discuss the BTP.
Just
Yeah, you guys can discuss the BPP just on the termination. So if she wants to start the testimony, then.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Raynette and Diane, or Scott should be here any minute. Do you guys want to go ahead and just start discussing the updates that you've made on the BTP and start with your testimony? And then once Scott pops in, we'll be able to make our proposal motion.
Okay, this is Diane. I'm the person that, created the plan. And so, as a result of the last meeting in May of 2023, there were some items that one of the council members, several of the council members asked us to make some changes. And one of them was removing the setback and mango trees as being the perimeter of the burial site. So what we've done, we changed it, and the surrounding mango trees are only for natural setting, and they surround the burial site. And our permanent setback rules are 25 feet permanent buffer zone to serve as the no-build zone around the burial site. That was the biggest change that was asked, and we did that. And have no issues with it. Appendix F, they wanted copies of the gravestone photos included in the BTF, and that is in there now. There's 6 gravestones. And then another item was the orange construction fence. They were concerned that the fence would not be removed after construction. I've made it clear in the BTP that they will be removed once the work has been completed. And let's see, we also have, in order to make sure we locate the burial site, we wanted to put 4 brick corner retaining walls at each corner of the burial site, not a fence. We want to keep it as a natural setting, and that's how we wrote up in the plan. And so that was the one change that we did do. And I think that was also discussed about being concerned about having a fence that surrounded the complete burial site. Those are the biggest changes. The rest were all grammatical.
Great. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Comments? I wanted to comment. I was impressed with the work that you guys did. I think it's a beautiful template for people that are going to try to do their own BTP, that you guys did a really good job. And I appreciated how you reached out for lineal descendants. You're really thorough and tenacious, and good job is what I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I cover that. I support that. I think it was at our last meeting. I congratulated your work and to continue it. And I believe you're setting a precedent for future burial treatment plan. So, yeah.
Okay.
I think the state should hire you.
All right.
It was really, really awesome to see you guys just put in the effort to do this, but then even just how thorough you were with referencing all of the R13 300 and making sure to hit all of the different marks and then coming into us and having our suggestions and making those changes. And you did a really good job. And I just did see that Uncle Scott's on now, so we can actually move forward with a motion.
Okay.
Again, good job on all of this. Looks really good. Looking through it, the only thing I could find was spelling, just a couple of spelling things on page 29, from cultural significant place to change to culturally significant place. But that's just like small stuff. But other than that, everything looked really, really, really good.
Okay, and can you share that with us by through Christian? So I know what the changes are, the grammatical that you've picked up.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
But I move to accept this BTP.
Anyone second?
Oh, I second.
Yay.
We do want to, I do want to just note, sorry, Diane, to clarify, we're making a motion to recommend that Shifty accept, so you'll still have to go through that process with them. So it's not accepted
sure.
when we make this motion, but it will go through to Shifty as a recommendation from the Burial Council.
Okay.
Any discussion before we vote? All those who approve the determination of this, accepting this BTP, say aye, or raise your hand. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5. Okay, no abstains. The motion passes. Thank you guys, for your patience today, waiting for us to all be present, and for all the good work that you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mahalo for your time.
Okay, so I can go ahead and leave the meeting now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hui all.
Bye. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah, we're going to. Oh, no. Law, you have to stay. We still have to do our minutes. But our guests can go.
Yeah, I'll stay. That being said, if we're going to our minutes,
okay.
Can I make a motion to approve the minutes?
Okay. So we need a second.
A second.
Okay. So no, any discussion on the minutes? Okay. Let's call for the question. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Or raise your hand.
Aye.
Okay. Motion to pass the minutes. Passed. Thank you, Law.
Thank you so much, guys. Sorry, I am out. It's a beautiful day to be out on the trail. I hope you guys have a really good rest of your meeting, and I'm sorry, so sorry for being late.
Okay, I'm going to pass it over to you, Scott.
Well, I'd like to put my apologies in there, too, with Laz, but yeah, sorry about that. But I felt it was important, instead of not making a meeting to come, especially for the last burial treatment plan, which, like all of you said, that thing was really well done. I was impressed. I was impressed the last time there. Yeah. Anyway, so we were at, wait, let me see. Did we okay the minutes already? Did we do that? Okay, great.
We also went over the inadvertence.
Oh, okay. So what part are we on now? The communications already.
We're in item C, number 5, communications.
Okay.
Request by Claire Lopenzi and Cindy Freitas to consult with the Hawaii Island Burial Council.
Right. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Yeah, I don't have my, I didn't get in my hard copy in the mail, so yes. I'm trying to just wing this thing. You know, Kalina, if you don't mind, can you just continue the meeting as the chair?
Sure.
Be a lot more continuous.
Sure. This is our last item on our agenda for today. We, KR, already went over inadvertence. So we are now at number 5, communications on agenda item C. So if Claire Lopenzi and Cindy Freitas are here in the meeting, could you please present and give us your testimony? Because we are ready for your testimony now. I see there's windows with people's names, but I don't see any live humans with us. You see that, Scott?
Yeah.
We never did go over B, discussion of Puebla and Burial Council of Membership roles and responsibilities. If anybody wants to talk about something like that for a couple of minutes while we wait, otherwise, I'm not sure if we should just adjourn our meeting since we're done with all of our agenda.
So none of those people have comments.
They called into the meeting, but I don't see them sitting there and they're not answering the, oh, here we go.
Okay.
Hello, Claire. That's clear. Yes. Hi, we're ready and we're on your agenda item now.
Oh, okay. So we thought we were going to be at the very end, and Shala's, we got to just contact Shala right now. Cindy just got on. I just got on. And so let's see if we can get Shala out of where she's at. She's teaching. And I was just talking to Cindy. Is Cindy on right now too?
She appears to be, but she's not responding.
Okay, all right. I was just talking to her. And then let me call Shala too, okay? All right, give us a couple minutes.
They get on, they're calling us to do it now. Yeah, that's what I say. So get on and say that, and I'm going to see if I can get Shallow right now. Okay?
Yeah.
I might be able to. Well, I'm going to find out. I'm calling Shallow right now. So just get on and tell her that tell me on, and I'll call Shallow. You might be able to.
No, we all. Yeah, but they just learned theory. They just were calling your name too. All right, I got to call them.
Aloha, I'm Cindy Freitas. I'm right now at the moment. We're trying to get one more person on. Claire Beth is making the call to see if we can put her right now, because we thought we was going on around 12:30. So I'm asking, hold on. I'm asking if we can move this to the end in the communication.
This is the end. We've gone through our agenda. Cindy, we're done. We're done with our meeting now. We're just waiting for you guys to provide.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're going to adjourn our meeting now because we're
completed. Okay.
Let's see if you can get, if you're catching this message right now, okay? All right, call me.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Claire, go on now.
Okay. Just a minute. I got to take a breath.
Get my glasses and take a breath.
I left a message with Shala.
I don't know where you guys went, Claire and Cindy. We're ready for you guys.
Yeah, we are. We just were told we were going on at noon. Can you hear me?
But I'm getting. It's not how it works. We go through our.
It's agenda. Okay. It's okay. I'm not arguing with you guys. I'm not.
Sorry, we can accommodate you at 12:30. So you have to go now. Thank you. And Scott, you can take over. Scott, you're here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well. It's...
Okay. I'm ready.
Suggestion to you guys. Claire, hold on. I'd like to make a suggestion to. Maybe you guys should wait till the next meeting because, you know, these meetings start at 9:30 and they end when they end. You know, there was no agreement with the borough council to put you on at 12 or 12:30 because our meetings run accordingly. So, you know, if you guys are not prepared or if the third person is not here, which is important to your testimony, I would suggest that you agree to postpone to the next meeting. We can be more organized, but the meetings always start at 9:30. And we go right down the agenda, and then whatever follows, whatever when it's finished, it's finished. So I'd hate for you guys to do something without the third party that seems to be important to you. So I just want to know what your feelings are on that. Would you like to wait, or you want to just go with you two?
Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I prefer to defer to the next meeting.
All right, great.
But can we get a set? I mean, the thing is that for the next meeting is Shala. I planned this. I broke a lot of things that I have to do and switched everything around. But if Shala's teaching at school, she can't get on at, she can only get on for her lunch break. But you guys come, that's their rules, but you guys come in at I think that Cindy, maybe we should go on with what we're doing, and then can Shala write her response to you guys instead of saying
of course. Yeah
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make some clarification over here. I teach at four different schools. I mean, if I have something important like this, I give me a substitute. I make sure that I can end this meeting. So they say they got rules. Yeah, they have rules. And part of the rules is to get a substitute, which I got today for my three classes. As stated before, when we start at 9:30, you have to be here at 9:30. And because of the agenda moving ahead quickly, then it's your turn. So to say that she couldn't get off work, I teach at four different schools. So I don't accept that.
Well, I think it's not a matter of accepting. And thank you, Homeo. But I think if you guys want to speak, it's fine. You know, but with the third party, if it's going to be a problem for her, then she can give written testimony, and we can view that. So if you guys want to continue, we're going to do that right now. Otherwise, we're going to defer it till the next meeting.
Okay.
So one says she wants to defer, and one says she wants to talk. So. What is the agreement on this? What do you want to do?
Can her and I just talk for a minute privately and get back to you in 2 minutes?
No, it's on the table, Claire.
Okay, I'd rather go right now, because I don't know what that what he said is not really true for our school district over here in the position she's in. So anyway, can we go, Cindy? Are you all right with that?
Yeah, you can go. I'm gonna defer mine for the next meeting.
Okay, let's go, Claire. You're up.
Okay. Aloha. And I'll start my timing after because I did it to 3 minutes. But I do want to say who I am. I'm an Indigenous practitioner for over 41 years. I've been helping babies in this world, over 1,500 babies, and most of them are lineal descendants these days. So I felt in the last meeting that I myself got disrespected, thinking that someone thought I was nodding my head, but when I was trying to help someone get a baby. I don't do that. I have very strict protocols for how I work as an Indigenous practitioner. So I just wanted to say that. I'm doing the topic on the on Iolani and Nicole Mello. Okay. Iolani, a Doe Care officer, and Nicole Mello went out to Lot Kainapehu on September 23rd, 2022. They received a call regarding a concern about a lava blister and other potential resources being impacted during recent constructive activities. This is 16 documented days after Cindy and I began calling after we saw the cave in the well. Please look at A7, A8, and A10. They were sent to you. They state they inspected the parcel, including the open lava blister. Iolani physically went into the blister and did not identify any EVR features inside. It was relatively narrow and pinched off after a short distance. It appeared in the construction and parcels opened up on the blister, quotation marks. These are those. Them. I'm 5 foot, I'm 105 pounds, and I could not get into that blister. The cave was attached to the blister within 2 feet. How could they not see that? Archaeologists and Doe Care officers write a report and take photos. Where are these? Where are they? There was an AISN for the parcel in 2007 by ASM affiliates. The AIS did not identify any EV kupuna on the parcels. This is again them. It did identify two archaeological sites consisting of 7 features. I do not think this AIS was accepted by Shifty at that time. The recent construction was being complete under an approved building permit. On page 5, end of their permit, I mean their quotations. On page 5 of this AIS, it states they need to have a recommendation from Shifty and stated Lot 19 has many archaeological remains in the Ohia cave system. Has many entrances in Kaalu. In 1993, archaeologists O'Hara and Rosendahl in their report mentioned the Ohia Mukumuku cave, which is 1650 feet. 1,650 feet is Malka de Mackay. Several special archaeological preservation areas also include within the Kaalu Historical District. These sites include, but are not limited to, hails, burial sites, trails, and refugee habitation caves. The district contains no less than 12 hails at stroke 1919. Kiamanu and Ohia Mukumuku hail are found geographically nearest to the current study parcel. Another site of interest located south of the project is the Ohia cave system. The Mackay portion of this cave consists with short branches running north and south. Archaeological Renaissance work within the cave revealed 34 deposits of liquefaction material, 21 human burial clusters representing a minimum of 67 individuals dating between 1474 and post-1950. Ohia Cave has several entrances within the confines of the Kaalu Historical District, and the branches of the lava tubes complexity reportedly stretch as far as Ohia Mukumuku Heal. That's O'Hara and Rosendahl. Seeing a blister, they had Kuleana to cease and desist, which was not done in good faith effort. Kainapehu is in the Kaalu Historical District and an SMA major. The cave and blister are connected. So how could a Doe Care officer and archaeologist not see it? We want closure with some of this stuff. We want access, and we were going to go into that later on communications, but we'll do that next time. We want the access to the burials for the caves for the lineal descendants. We want no more desecration. Right now, Lot 13, Peakoa, which has Chief Peakoa and his sons buried there, is now being desecrated. As Mitchell Fuchisaki says, kapu is kapu, is no, no, no. So that's my end of mine. And the reason why I wanted to speak right now is because right now it's getting desecrated. Right now it took a year. We've been doing this for a year. Right now our high crest is down. More lineal descendants couldn't add into it. We didn't get any communication about that. Right now, until way later, we didn't hear from her for how many months? 7 or 8 months? And as it's being desecrated, and right now, not just being desecrated, it's been built on, and there's a $4 million house being there with investors that are coming from the mainland that are just They're in four other things. So, I mean, time is, that's why I wanted to go right now. Because if we go and then the meeting gets closed and the meeting gets canceled, these are Evie. I feel that. I feel that deeply. I'm not Hawaiian by blood, but I'm helping these lineal descendants come in. And they're not babies to me. They're not pay. They are kupuna. That is how Indigenous thinking goes with the way we keep canal. So that's why I wanted to say anything. If you have any questions to me, you know, ask. But and thank you for your time. I know you guys, you know, work hard, and I know this is a volunteer thing for you. But if you have any more questions, ask.
Any members of, you know, go ahead, Treyvon.
So our what we do is centered around burials, and with this has been kept coming up over and over. There's been no signs of like actual physical Evie that have been presented to us that would allow us to take any action. And Nicole, since you're here, do you mind just for the record kind of going through what you were like, what you saw, what your report said?
Yeah, I went out that day after we received the call. You know, sometimes it can take us a little bit of time to get everything organized with DoCare. We have to go out with DoCare and go onto people's private properties. So we went out there, we saw the blister. We believe it was hit and opened up from the construction that occurred. There was nothing inside the blister. Iolani went in there. He's a little smaller than me, so he could fit better. And then we, you know, the rest of the parcel was mostly already developed. There are the walls on the outside. There's the well on the far side, and none of that is being impacted by the development. They had an approved permit. Unfortunately, because there are so many permits that come through the building department, we don't see all of those. So it's unfortunate, but that is what happens, and that's not in our control. You know, there was an AIS done back in the day, and they found the walls, the previous house site, and that was it. But no EV. We saw no EV on the surface. We saw no EV in the blister, no EV around, and no cave entrance.
So can you look at those pictures, A10, A7? I made them all for you. They're all, KS sent them over to you, and you have those. So we have many, many, many pictures. We were called in that day, and why did it take 14 days? That's my question, to get out there. I thought DoCare had 3 days to get there.
We were not told that there was EV on the platform. We were told that there was a concern about the lava blister and potential resources.
Oh, and no, we didn't even use the word lava blister. I mean, Cindy's on right now. Cindy wrote.
Oh, it's all in my phone.
Yeah, we said Evie right from the beginning, the first breath.
Yeah, the mention of Evie came up, but there wasn't actually any physical evidence. No one was able to provide any evidence of there being Evie. And you sent us multiple photos. We got your large packet that kind of talks about the area and history, that documents a lot of photos, but none of those photos show any Evie. And a lot of them are just the ones that you sent recently are just construction photos that aren't relevant to what we're talking about right now. Or if they are relevant, there's no way for us to see any relevance in it.
Isn't archaeological sites and wells and in the Kalua Historical District, all that right there is, I mean, where was the AIS redone? It was supposed to be done. And if you look in all the other references that we had on Highcrest, it states that. Why wasn't that done?
We are not the archaeological site council. We're the burial council.
Right, I understand that. I'm talking to Nicole. Yeah, I'm asking that to Nicole.
This is not the appropriate place to be questioning shifty staff. We are the Hawaii Island Burial Council. This is what we deal with, Hawaiian burials. And this is not a platform for you. This is, I think, your third time you've been here. You're presenting photos, talking about burials, but we haven't seen any yet. We've had DoCare officers go out. We've had SHIP-D staff go out. And this has not been confirmed. So this is, our kuleana here is burials, not a place for you to call out staff members and talk about your discontent with the way something has been investigated. It's not the place, Claire. It's the third time now that I think you guys have come forward, and it's the same story. We're not gonna be able to meet your needs. That's just the bottom line.
Let me take some some comments here too. You know, from the very beginning, you know, your concerns is Evie, and so is our concern. That's why we're all here, is protecting Evie. But from day one, and I told you guys this before, you don't have any Evies. We took the people on there to check and everything. You said you was wondering how they got him into the cave because you can't even fit. So what did you see if you couldn't even get in there?
I could get into the cave.
Concern like everybody else.
No, I could get into the cave. I couldn't get into the blister.
Wait, hold on.
When you find Evie, that's when we come in. We send the arcs down there, we investigate, and then we protect. You know, right now, none of you can talk oral history. You can talk about all the history around the area, but we're only concerned with what you saying was in that blister, that area, that one area. That's all I'm focusing in on right now. You know, and I know you're talking all the history around the area, but that can be true with every place in Hawaii. You know, we're concerned of where we find the Eevee. And so far, we haven't found the Eevee. That's why, if you notice, we can't even put you on the business. You're always in communication, which is a non-voting part of the meeting. We cannot vote on or agree to anything on what's happening. We can just see whatever your concerns are and try to address them. But we did that over and over again. And I told you, Claire, you know, you guys don't have Eevee for us to be concerned about. And that's the problem we're having right now. And like Kalina said, you know, this got to end. Either they got to have Evie or they don't have Evie. You know, you can talk about Evies all over the place, but this area that you guys brought up has no Evie, or we haven't found any, you know? So I don't know what else we can do.
So I'm just an education for myself because, so when you see the blister is different than the cave. The cave I could go into. The cave I could crawl into if I chose to do that. But I didn't choose to do that because of my respect for the people that I know from lineal descendants. That wouldn't be okay. But how can we stop when Docare took so long to get down there for 12 days and then the bulldozing continued and now there's the house is all over. What are we supposed to do when we call and see the cave and see the entrance and if listen to, you know, Lily Kong and Mitchell and all these guys, how do we stop it? How do we stop the cease and desist with all these other archaeological remains and that cave right there, which is the entrance to the burials? That is where the burials are. So how were we supposed to stop it?
I would think the only way you can stop it, since they're already permitted, is by having Evie. By actually location of Evie. How can you stop anybody from doing anything if they own the property? They already have permits, but they can stop even an inadvertent. If you find it, that construction stops right there until that problem is solved. We haven't even gotten to that point with you guys, you know, with this location. There's no Evie. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
Oh, I'll wait.
No. I just, it's getting frustrating. Yeah, I know. You guys,
it's frustrating.
Us, you know?
Yeah.
Hey,
Kalamaya.
Yeah. I'm, you know, no disrespect. We're just, you know, we're passionate about these.
Okay, hold on. Let Cindy talk.
Yeah.
Kalamaya. E mele komo. Ahe mele aloha. Nanakupuna. Ika au ihala. Alomai kapo. I'm a lineal descendant prior to 1776, way back. There's one picture that was sent to you guys recently because I understood you guys couldn't see that picture that I was pointing out that has Evie. I didn't know what this was when we was between lot 13 and 19 when all this was going on. I thought it was a cloth in the bushes. I didn't know what it was until we viewed the picture. That picture that was sent to you guys with all this other one that Care had sent recently, I know what I'm seeing. I see what genealogical ties on this kapa. If you look real good, you can see men's in it. We have to resend pictures to you on this, especially this Evie. When we were there, I kind of brushed it off. I didn't know what it was. I was looking at all the other side, the blister, the cave, the well, historical wall sites. And this thing been coming to me. And it wouldn't let me go. I have no choice. It wouldn't let me go. And that's why I'm in front of you guys. Because this is hard for me to talk about. It's very hard because I see what it's saying. You might not believe in the spirituality part, but I do. I'm a spiritual person. Whether I like it or not, that is my calling. Whether I like it or not, I got to drop everything. This lot, I did not know about this lot. It called me. I didn't know. Now I know why. After going through all this stuff, understanding it, praying to my Marcos, praying to them, what am I supposed to do? I do not understand. But it kept revealing more stuff to me every time I look at this picture. Now I understand what my kuleana is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try my hardest to make sure no more Eve is destroyed. I went back over there after I viewed the picture to go look for him, and it wasn't there. I don't know what happened to him. It wasn't there. We went down like a couple of days later. That's why I kept calling for help. And the phone log's going to show you that. Why would I call it something that I never see? Which I did not understand at that moment in time. I wish I did. I wish I did. I would have hovered over it and not leave it. That is my mistake. I left it, not knowing. I have to ask for forgiveness from my Akua, my ancestor. I'm so sorry. You know how much nights this thing wakes me up?
Yeah.
Try again. Try again, they're telling me. I don't know what else to do. I'm trying my hardest. And they call on my Ya'u, my Kupuna and ancestors. I am very trying hard to show you what I see, what called to me, what made me go there. I have no interest on the lead drive, let alone the lands there, but it must be connecting to me because it knocks on my head all the time. It knocks on me. Like I said, I have no choice but push it and keep pushing it. Mahalo.
Thank you, Cindy. We all feel the same way you feel. You know, we all Hawaiians, we all spiritual. We all concerned. That's why this whole, the Borough Council is all about, you know. So, you know, we only can help when we are faced with, no, I don't want to say evidence, but with actual Evie. You know, so that's where, you know, we can't even participate yet. You know, and so far we sent down the ARCs and everybody to go and inspect, and they cannot find anything. So, you know, your heart and your manao is there, you know, but for us to move on to help you, we have to get to a certain point. And right now we haven't gotten to that point, and we've been trying. So all I can say, I mean, anybody else want to say anything?
Good question. The photo you're talking about, is that the photo?
Yes, that's the same one. That's the recent one. It's more, you can see a detail in here. I see men's in here. If you look at it in upright position and not in one landscape position, it's on the top of one of those bones on the side. I see a family on the left side corner, well, towards the left side corner on the landscape portion.
This photo, it was in that packet you guys sent us before. But
yes, it wasn't clear at that time.
Even for this one, though, it's still not clear. It's too pixelated to be able to see anything that's in there. Is there, because all your other photos came out clear enough that it's, you know, everything can easily be seen. But this photo, for some reason, just is not, like, it's just,
I can mail you what I got that I can see them. I mean, I don't know about your eyes, but I can see them.
Also, tell them what Kendra said. From that, this is a professional that looks at pixels and pictures.
She didn't tell me.
Oh yeah, she told me. I asked her, "Do you see that, or do you think this is just fit?" And she says, "No, I see that." Now she runs a copy place.
Pixels, I know what is pixels, because we get that, you know, technology kind of stuff. But this has a pattern on it. You can see the pattern on the mountain. You can see the pattern of the vibe. I tried to research this type of pattern online, looking at the old archives pattern, looking at, I never came close enough to something like this yet. I seen some, but not as detailed like this one. And I'm not going to stop looking either. I'm going to, because to rest myself, I have to do. No matter where this takes us on the Barrel Council level, I got to know. So I'm searching archives. I got to Honolulu Archives. They're putting their stuff digital. Now I'm starting to navigate that just to see. I know it's leading me in that direction at this point. Let alone I'm computer literate. But somehow I'm finding things. And I don't know how to explain it.
And one question I have is that, so Cindy and I were called in that day together. We've been together for a long time, many, many, many years doing this work. But when we were called in, we did the best we could, you know, the cave, all those things were out. But once it took so long for people to get there, then the crushing started going more and more. And now we don't have, how do you get access into their burials? We know that is there. And that's written from Lily Kong. And I don't know if you know these elders, these Kupuna, but I knew them. So I believe them. Now they've crossed over. They've documented their stuff. But now all of a sudden it doesn't mean anything. I'm not saying to you guys, I understand you guys on Burial Council have only what you can do. But you know, what could we do? Now it's just fine, crushed. You know, now they're going to start burying, digging on the other side and on and on and on. So what are we supposed to do? I mean, for me, like Cindy said, it's deep. For me, this depends on the health and the welfare of the babies that I'm catching. That's how deep it is. So if you understand as an Indigenous keeper what it is, that's why I'm here. I'm not here to be rude or disrespectful. I'm here, again, from the depth of my heart because I do hanau the old way. It's a customary practice that has never changed. So that might be not even familiar to it, but I'm too impassionate about this because babies come into my hands from there. And now it's all crushed. And that has a deep impact. Huge. When I worked with the American Indian Movement, they said on burial stuff, it our future depends on retrieving those Ivi. So I was taught songs and protocols, chants with them. But over here, it's like, okay, there's nothing to do. And so bulldozers keep going. And we know what's happening on Ali'i Drive right now. They want it all. So what are we supposed to do? I mean, what can you guys do? Can you do, can you give us a recommendation on something, a statement? So it goes to, you know, to, I mean, there was
I already explained to you, there is nothing we can do.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing the borough council can do because you haven't brought a case up to us where we can do something. You know, there is no EV. There's, you know, there's just a lot of spiritual feelings that there are EV, and like everybody says, there's EV all over the place. You gotta say one, there's one EV over here and there's not 50 more around it. You know, nobody can say that. Why is buried? You know, so anyway, my point is for right now. We've been going too far on this already. For right now, I think we're going to have to conclude this meeting, and maybe if you guys want to come back again and suggest, but right now, if there is no proof of EV, the borough council, there's nothing we can do for to help you guys. And if they are EV, we definitely going to be involved. But right now, for suggest, whatever you got to do, we can't even do that. We're not at that point where we can give you suggestions of how to approach it. You know, there's a procedure and the process that, you know, if you find EV, you report it and we go and inspect and investigate, and then they bring it to us. So right now we only at the point where you think or you hope or you may feel that there's EV, but other than that, there's nothing else to move on with this subject anymore. So I'm gonna ask you guys, if you guys want, ask Care to put you back on again the next time. But right now we are really moving no place again, because you want help. And I told you we cannot give help. Anybody else?
Can I ask one further question about the opening? If we just see the cave opening into the burials, and we're not supposed to call for that either. Is that right?
You're talking about openings in the ground, caves or blisters?
No, we're talking about the Ohia cave system where the burials are. We know that. Because Lily Kong and Mitchell Fujisaki stated we had a contested case several years before, so it's all documented. So we knew what it was.
Well, like I said, you know, as far as we're concerned right now, and for the last two or three times you guys met, you know, we
No, I'm just asking just about the cave. So in the future, if we see a cave open, meaning that we know that is the burial area. So if we know that, are we not supposed to call because you can't do anything?
You can call if you find Evie. I was just down in Kalahiki. They have caves all over those cliffs, you know, but there's nothing I can do unless you go in there and actually find something in there. You know, so my point is, and it's always been, you don't have EV. And that's what we don't get involved until there is, you know, proof of you guys finding EV there. You know, we can have oral history and all that stuff, but still, and we actually, Shifty went down there and checked. You know, they still never found. Two or three times they went down there. So I think this meeting is good. Really nowhere. So you know, hopefully you guys can get to the point where we can help, but right now we're not even involved with this situation yet. You know, like I said, it has no proof of EV. So I'd like to move on to adjourning this meeting.
I move to adjourn this meeting.
Any seconds?
I second, but I want to add something. I don't think we should ask, not to this motion, but to what we're just going through, is I don't think we should have this on our agenda again until there's something that's different. I think we have had this on our agenda three times, so I don't want to entertain a fourth time where we have the same conversation again, because I don't think we're able to move forward. There is nothing productive coming from the same discussions that we've had three times on our agenda. I don't think it's a good idea to keep putting that on our agenda, because unless something's different. That's just what I'm thinking. I'm really sorry, Cindy. I fully feel what you're feeling, because I'm Hawaiian too. And yes, we are governed and guided by our kupuna. I'm not sure how we can help you. I know the only thing we can do for ourselves sometimes is pule, and we just look up and ask, what am I going to do? You be the one that guides me and tells me where to go. But for us, we can't fix this, what's happening. So I feel bad, and I'm sorry and sad. I don't want to see this again unless we have a different result that material, you know, that is different from what we've been looking at. So that's all I have to say. I do want to second that we adjourn.
And the difference would be finding Evie. You know, it's always been the thing that we deal with. So, you know, like everybody else, we saw it of you guys' concerns. It seemed like it's not getting addressed, but we come in at a certain point in this whole thing, you know. And we dealt with a lot of, I mean, we always, my concern is the EV. So, any second, you seconded, Kalena. Go ahead, Des.
I just wanted to add that I, you know, like what Kalena said, I see what people are going through. There is a process. The unfortunate process is the state of Hawaii with layers and layers of bureaucracy. So there are pathways, like our chair stated, you know, once permits are handed out, you know, that's another layer of bureaucracy that it is. But there is a process, it's time consuming, you know, keep fighting. You know, we here because of your battle, but we're governed by the bureaucracy. Individually, I'm sure we have pathways available, but when you have to deal with the state of Hawaii, that is the nani kikumu. That's the source.
Thank you.
Mahalo ke akua ke ila. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Ina kufuna. Ina mahalo. Ina lele valino.
All right.
Mahalo.
Okay, we're going to adjourn this meeting. The next HIBC meeting is Thursday, October 19th at 9:30, so don't be late.
Well, those who are late should be fined and buy us lunch or something.
Oh, what do you say? Hilo, oh, shit.
But I have something to go on. It was mentioned that we would maybe go to your staff mentioned that.
Thanks.
Hey, well, anyway, once again, I'm sorry. I was. Oh, thank you, Cindy.
That's
sorry.
Okay. No, no, mahalo. Have a good day. Right, a good day.
You too.
We all
get up, Scott.
Apologize for being late.
Yeah.
Desmond told me it was 10 o'clock.